The government of Peru made its first public statement today about the takeover of the Japanese ambassador's residence by leftist rebels. Prime Minister Alberto Pandolfi said that the government is confident the hostage crisis can be resolved peacefully. About 24 guerrillas have been holding nearly 400 people captive since they seized the ambassador's home during a party Tuesday night. Among the hostages are senior Peruvian officials and a number of foreign diplomats. The rebels, members of the Tupac Amaru Revolutionary Movement, say they will kill the hostages unless the government releases their imprisoned comrades. From Lima, John Miller reports on the day's developments.
Members of the Tupac Amaru rebel group have released 38 hostages from the home of the Japanese ambassador to Peru. The release comes after a day of intense negotiations by the Peruvian government, as well as by diplomats from Japan, the U.S., and several other countries. There are still more than 300 people in the house. The scene outside was chaotic as Michelle Minning of the International Red Cross announced the names of those released. They include the ambassadors from Brazil, Egypt, and South Korea, as well as a number of prominent academics and public figures from Peru. One of the released hostages is Jericho Camino, a 20-year-old Boy Scout. The release is the biggest since the rebels freed an estimated 170 women and elderly hostages just 2 hours after taking over the building during Tuesday night's cocktail party in honor of the Japanese emperor's birthday. Several hostages have been released since then for medical reasons, and a team of 4 diplomats was released on Wednesday to act as a bridge between the rebels and the government. After the names of the freed hostages were read tonight, the Brazilian ambassador said he and several other diplomats would continue to work to see that a peaceful settlement is reached between the government and the rebels. He pledged to return to the residence midday tomorrow. A Peruvian congressman, Javier Diaz de Canseco, then read a statement on behalf of those people detained on the second floor of the house. He said achieving a peaceful solution would be delicate and complicated, but that it was the only solution to the crisis. He also pleaded for a resumption of running water, electricity, and telephone service. He said the lack of those services has made life very difficult inside the resident. The congressman then read a statement from the rebel commander, also asking for a resumption of basic services in the house and for a renewed commitment to finding a nonviolent solution. The commander said the release of hostages demonstrates that the rebels are serious about negotiations. It's not clear now how the negotiations will proceed. Friday was a busy day of behind-the-scenes meetings and consultations for all parties involved in the crisis. The Japanese foreign minister, who arrived last night from Tokyo, met with President Fujimori to try to establish a joint position. The foreign minister also met with the Red Cross, with the United States ambassador, and others. No one would talk publicly about what was discussed, but many commentators were predicting that the negotiations are unlikely to bear fruit in the next few days. Today was also a day that saw Peruvians come out in force in support of the hostages. Several demonstrations were held on the streets of Lima, with marchers carrying banners and singing songs of peace. Thousands of residents flew the Peruvian flag over their houses, also in a show of solidarity with those being held. For National Public Radio, I'm John Miller in Lima.